What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're doing a food draft. Heather's nervous. It's the world cuisine food draft.
Yeah.
Is her palate up for the challenge?
No.
Yeah. The question is, since we're doing cuisines, like, I know there's tons of cuisines around the world, but do you actually, or have you partaken of 16 different world cuisines? Yeah, I know you only need four, but if you're picking 16...
Potatoes dumped in ketchup is not a cuisine,
yes.
Heather.
Oh, shoot.
But we'll go through this. It's Cinco de Mayo. The question is, will Mexican food go number one? The way this works, four rounds, 16 picks, snake-style draft, the order randomized pre-show. Behind the glass, you got to work as a team, and you have the number one selection. Have you deliberated?
We have deliberated. We're a real Quinn Swisher back here, by the way. And actually, to make our number one pick, we will not be announcing... We brought our old friend Stoney back to announce our first round pick.
Mexicans.
Yeah. Mexican food.
Burritos, tacos.
All right, yeah. It goes number one on Cinco de Mayo.
Fitting.
Shocker.
Mm-hmm. I have the number two pick. There is no deliberation in our room. This was our number one. We're taking Italian food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A little bolognese, a little lasagna, cacio e pepe. We're going Italian.
All right, well, that leaves me picking number three, and there's no place I'd rather be than the great old U.S. of A. I'm going American man food, and that means steak. It means burgers. It means smoked ribs. It's pork, every single piece of pork you could possibly come up with, bacon, pulled pork. It's just the beautiful part of being an American is eating American food.
Barbecue.
But yeah, pork.
And, Cajun even.
Cajun, Louisiana.
We were doing some research back here. I like Cajun food a lot. It's really in the class of American in the end. It incorporates a lot of different things, but yeah.
My version of it is American man food, as I think eloquently described.
Heather with back-to-back picks. Oh boy.
Oh boy. Okay, well, since the three basic food groups that I eat have already been chosen, my next favorite food that I could eat every single day is sushi. So I'm going with the Japanese.
That was a good one. That was going to be one of my next ones. Yes.
And then I'll go with a Chinese cuisine for my next pick.
Oh, okay.
Good choice. Even though I don't usually eat it.
But it's popular.
Yeah.
All right. If you had to pick Chinese, I know I'm going to ask you a question you probably don't want to answer.
Like egg roll?
Egg roll. Okay.
Okay.
Fried rice.
Fried rice is always great.
There you go.
Maine.
Yeah.
It's quality picks back to back. That's surprising.
Okay.
The real challenge is late in this draft. But John,
there's more.
Oh yeah,
wait,
John,
wait,
you're
what?
Up.
Yeah. This one I'm sure will irritate some people, but I don't care. I'm going with the French cuisine, namely
the croissants.
No, namely French fries.
Oh, that's a cop-out. That's what this is a cop-out.
No, it's not. It is described as French fries, so I am going with the French cuisine.
Well, A,
I do like croissants.
I would call that American
chocolate
food.
Chocolate croissants, yeah.
And B, Jacques Pepin can't be wrong.
Yeah, whoever that is, yeah, sure.
He's a
Did he invent the French fry?
No, he's a French cook. He's got his own cooking show.
All right.
Puts me back up on the clock. I have a bunch of good stuff. This is broken very well for me. Well, yes.
Send it my way.
It's just, what do I think you guys are not going to take? I love Thai food. So I'm going to go. I get pad Thai, drunk noodles, cow pad prick, all the good stuff, the rice.
Did you say cow pie?
I will take Thai food. I'm pretty thrilled with that.
Okay.
That brings Behind the Glass up for back-to-back picks.
Okay, so we had just mentioned Thai food as something. Oh, so this is a very good pick.
Yep. Yes.
Great pick by you.
No, so, not a reach for those out there in the audience that thought so.
Yes. Oh, you could have gotten Thai food.
We could have waited around on Thai food.
Trade back. We have had two very good we talk about culture fits for the organization. John, American food. Costa, Italian food. We're going another, the perfect cultural fit here at our second round pick, Polish food.
Yeah, I was hoping that was going to make it through.
Pierogi. Mm-hmm. Gołąbki, pigs in a blanket, kielbasa. How about the desserts? Kruszczyki, punczki. That's a solid.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Oh,
solid pick for us.
Thanks, Coach Larry. Yep.
We're going to go with Polish food, our second round pick. For third, this is a little bit off the board. Let's go with Lebanese food, a little spice for us.
Okay.
Lebanese. Oh, I like that pick. Lebanese.
All right.
Puts me up. You know, I'm going to go with German food.
Oh, you dog.
I know you're picking right after me. I know it's not going to make it another round. Sausage, beer, pretzels, German chocolate. Give me the Germans.
So me and Greg were talking about German when we were trying to prepare for this. And I just said to Greg, I go, I'm taking a Polish sausage any day over a brat. And I can't stand sauerkraut. I find it's one of those things like broccoli. If it stinks, I can't eat it. And I can't imagine eating something that I don't even like the smell.
But a brat's better than kielbasa.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Some debate. All right, John.
All right. So wait. Say that again. I got to write it down. Make sure.
I took German. They had German. Lebanese.
Okay. All right. I am going to take. I'm going to continue my trend here. I'm going to take Canadian cuisine, namely Canadian bacon.
You get poutine.
Yeah, I get poutine. I get all of that great stuff that comes north of the border. And so, yeah, I'm going to go Canadian cuisine.
So this is Heather back-to-back, and she is feverishly searching.
I have no...
Her board is empty. She's the general manager who has no picks left.
Like Spanish cuisine?
Okay, tapas.
There you go.
Yeah, that's good.
Did you say topless?
Tapas.
Well, oh.
I mean, you could do that as well.
Oh, okay.
You've been to Europe. Yes. Little nude beach scene.
And I don't know if this goes in because I don't eat any of this food, so I'm sorry if I'm wrong. Can I do like Mediterranean, or does that go into what you chose with your Lebanese?
That's a critical question, guys.
Let's call it Greek.
Yeah, you can do Greek.
Okay.
Feta. You'd seem disappointed
in
that.
I don't like feta. That's all I think of when I think of Greek cuisine.
Wait. So wait, we're modifying what you took?
Well, she wants to take Middle Eastern, but is Lebanese also Middle Eastern?
Is that combined?
You know, we're talking shawarma. Yeah. Like, are we really?
I think Lebanese is different than
with pita
than Greek.
Okay, see.
Yeah,
you can get a pita with Greek, and you can put some chicken in there.
Oh, no, we're going to completely change her cuisine now.
We went Lebanese with the thought that we get hummus. We get shawarma.
Oh, fine.
This is a big debate.
Okay.
So
wars have been fought over this.
You can have the other Mediterranean stuff, but that's what we wanted.
Okay, I'll take Greek. That's fine.
All right, you didn't do terrible. All right, John, you're up.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Doesn't she get two picks?
I did two. Oh, Spanish did.
Oh, okay.
And Greek.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with English cuisine.
Well, that's terrible. It's like beans on toast.
Well, I mean, you got tea and crumpets. And a lot of cheese, a lot of English cheeses, which I love cheese. And so I'm going to go with the farmhouse cheddar and some things of that nature. So, yeah, I'm going to go English cuisine.
I feel like you just took a kicker.
I've taken all kickers, actually. American cuisine, American man food, French for French fries, Canadian for Canadian bacon, and I'm going to go English. There's only one I won't, an English dish that I won't try. I'm not even sure I could say it. It's spotted.
Oh.
You see it in the grocery store every once in a while. I laugh every time I go buy it.
My last pick is going to be Caribbean. Well, jerk chicken, plantains, fried plantains. I went Caribbean with the last pick.
You know, I thought that one for us, we went to Jamaica for a honeymoon, and I thought after being there for that long that I couldn't eat this all that often. I got sick of it quick. I'm going to go for the slam dunk here, I know, with some listeners. I'm going with Hungarian.
Really?
Yes.
What's Hungarian food?
Chicken paprikash is an absolutely home run dish, and also goulash.
Oh, I like goulash.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
All right. Go through yours. We'll ask the audience who had the best draft and what's the best undrafted free agent.
Oh, so I'll go through mine. Mine's American man food, self-described. French for French fries, Canadian bacon and everything Canadian. And it's also English, which I believe fish and chips are an English cuisine.
Yeah.
Roast beef is Yorkshire pudding. I don't know if you've ever had Yorkshire pudding. I'll take it. English breakfast. Got it. Let's go.
I feel like John drafted four linebackers.
Yeah. Some redundancy in the draft here.
That's okay. I am who I am, and I think my draft pretty much speaks for itself.
Yeah, that's how GMs get fired. I went Italian, Thai, German, and Caribbean. I'm very happy with that draft. That's a variety. Behind the glass?
So we had Mexican, Lebanese, Hungarian. What was the four? Polish.
Yeah.
I think we were very strong. We debated Italian and Mexican significantly.
I'm very happy with how that broke.
And in the end, we just kind of said we could tolerate a tortilla more often than pasta.
Oh, that pasta forever.
I can't eat pasta like three times a week.
Every day.
Yeah, and that's because you're real.
Pizza is included in that too,
yeah,
isn't it?
I believe it is.
In Italian food. But I can eat that every day.
We both got like carb overload was the deal breaker.
I would have gone Mexican too if you had gone Italian one. Heather, what was your four?
Oh, you know, the best four ever, apparently. Japanese, Mexican, Spanish, and Greek.
Japanese, Chinese.
Oh, yeah, what did I say? Chinese, excuse me.
All right, best undrafted free agents. I'm sure people are wondering, where is the Indian food? Korean barbecue. You guys let us know. 248-539-9797. It's the Cinco de Mayo World Cuisine Draft. It's 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.